And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by technical editor Kara Pace and educator Lori Fisher on KALW.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this.
And it's gotta be our moderator, Mr. Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Damien. Good morning, everybody. Hope you are had a lovely, lovely Halloween, and you're still sailing along on your sugar high. But Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so use that sugar high to participate with us over the next hour or so. We would very much appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. So we do hope you will call soon with a question or perhaps to answer one of our questions. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, the first number is 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. You can also, of course, contact us by Gmail, and that Gmail address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one. MindsOverMatter1@gmail.com. You can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And of course, the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our program today, also at kalw.org and many other places, but please start with KALW. That would be appreciated. As I said, we are an audience participation program. So of course, that's all about you. So please call and participate. We'd love to hear your questions and we'd love to hear your answers. So now's the time to do it. We're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here's the first. Kara Pace, remind you that your city or town has a resource center or food bank that could probably use your help this month. Good, very good advice.
Yeah. Pacifica Resource Center will be hearing from me later today. I hope other resource centers around the Bay Area will hear from some of you. Lori Fisher is not positive, but he's pretty sure that the daylight he won't be saving when he moves the clocks tonight will give him a chance to eat all the extra candy he and his wife saved by having no trick-or-treaters last night.
We had zero. And our moderator, excuse my voice, moderator Dana Rodriguez is grateful to Halloween. It's one of the few days when seeing something round and orange does not irritate him.
Right. And that is us. And we'll begin the questioning with Kara Pace.
All right. Sort of in honor of Halloween, I suppose, which is behind us now. I am going to give you a method of telling a fortune. I want you to tell me the medium used in such divination. So I have 8 words for you. Each of these is a method of telling fortunes. Each of these uses some sort of medium. So for each, tell me what it is. So here they are. The first one is pyromancy, P-Y-R-O-mancy, pyromancy. Number 2 is cartomancy, C-A-R-T-O-mancy. Number 3 is tyromancy, T-Y-R-O-mancy. Number 4 is augury, A-U-G-E-R-Y, augury. Number 5 is hydromancy, H-Y-D-R-O-mancy. Number 6 is oniromancy, O-N-E-I-R-O-mancy. Number 7 is capnomancy, which is C-A-P-N-O-mancy. And number 8 is molybdomancy, M-O-L-Y-B-D-O-mancy. So again, pyromancy, cartomancy, tyromancy, augury, hydromancy, oniromancy, capnomancy, and molybdomancy. Each of those uses a different medium for fortune telling. What do you have?
Lori?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'll go with low-hanging fruit. I'm pretty sure pyromancy must be fire.
Yes, using flames or fire, the shape of flames or fire to tell fortunes. That is correct.
I'll go with one more. I'll leave. Is augury bones? Is that the use of bones and, you know, corpses and things like that?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. Augur, so an augur is now a more common word for any sort of, I don't know, fortune type thing. But initially, augury was one type of fortune telling. It was not bones, though.
Okay. It wasn't tossing bones. Okay. Dana, I have one more, but I'll leave that to you.
Well, one I'm reasonably sure of and one I'm not, but cartomancy, I think, is using a deck of cards.
That's correct. Any deck of cards, tarot cards particularly, but any deck of cards, that's correct.
And I remember reading in a book on the Middle Ages that I think the tyromancy is using chi to predict or tell fortunes or something like that.
That is correct. Yeah. Cheese fortune telling, using
holes,
cheese.
I think they use the holes in cheese or something. It's something like that. I don't recall the whole story, but
And there are actually people who practice tyromancy here in the Bay Area, and I guess after they tell your fortune, you get to eat the cheese.
What kind of cheese do they use? That'd be very interesting.
I am not sure that there is a particular type of cheese, but I think that Dana is correct that it does involve cheese with holes in it. So
it's something to do with holes and texture and yes, that's I have not tried that. So.
I am sadly not a tyromancist, so I don't have all the details here. I know only that it can be done.
And it is done.
Yeah.
So the ones we have left then are augury, hydromancy, oneiromancy, capnomancy, and molybdomancy.
All right. Very good. And Laura, you go ahead.
Well, I want to continue with the Halloweenish theme. There's leftover candy, so I have some leftover questions. It's not a list. There's just five different kind of short answers, but I want to get them in, all related to Halloween. Number one, is there a machine that licks candy in order to test it? Approximately how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? That's question number one. Question number two, what candy did the state of North Dakota ban from 1953 to 1967? They banned a certain kind of candy. What was it? Number three is, which chocolate candy has the most different varieties? More than 120 made by the company? And I'll throw in one more, which is, what candy was initially called chicken feed? So we have, how many licks, according to the machine, does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? What candy did North Dakota ban from 1953 to 1967? Which chocolate candy has the most official flavors, at least 120? And what candy was initially called chicken feed? Give you like one-ish each.
Kira, I start with you, if you like.
I have a few guesses. I don't know any of these for sure, but is the chocolate candy with different varieties Kit Kat?
It is. And some of the varieties are, just so you know, soy sauce in Japan, wasabi, apple cider vinegar, and my favorite, cough drop flavor. I don't know.
My favorite Kit Kat flavor that I have ever seen is bitter almond, because you can hide your cyanide in that.
Oh, such a good idea.
Yeah.
And if we had a bell, you'd get it. Okay. Dana, what do you got?
So I know that chicken feed was candy corn.
Yes, it was. In 1880. Very good.
One of the candies I love, but nobody else does.
I also like candy corn. Okay, I just had this discussion.
No, I think it's a love hate. I love it too. But people who don't really despise it and make fun of it. Yeah. All right. I'll give
so
you one.
I do not know the candy that was banned in North Dakota, but I'd like to ask. So can you give us an idea what this ban was based on? I don't think it was based on sugar.
It was not.
Was it based on being terrible? Because then it could be those peanut butter kisses that are wrapped in orange and black.
Circus peanuts would have been gone long ago.
It was not based on it being terrible. In fact, I think it was partly based on it was delicious.
And what were the years for that?
53 to 67.
Was there some perception of it being tied to the communists, or did it look like something that a child should not have, like a candy cigarette or something like that?
The second candy one cigarette. Is the right answer. They banned candy cigarettes because they thought it
was... Because they used to have those all the time. I remember.
Yeah, well. I had them as a kid, and I didn't know they were ever banned, and that was before the government banned. Very good. So we're only looking for one more, but I'll throw one more. We're looking for how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? And then I'll throw one more because you got those quickly. Dr. Jack Griffin, is the name of a movie character who becomes a monster in the movie. Okay, the monster is what I'm looking for. That's the title character. So who did that Dr. Jack Griffin become in this movie? That's my one bonus question.
I do know, but I won't say if you don't.
Okay, hold off then. So we're looking for Dr. Jack Griffin and how many licks to reach the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop.
That's all right. And I think we have some lines open, but give us a quick call if you can. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 with an answer to one of our questions or a question of your own, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call now. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So this is E. What country did we ever have the first government labor strike? It was the first of the job. Yes?
You mean the first labor strike?
Yes, in history.
How about Egypt?
Yes. did the Jewish slaves strike against building the pyramids?
No, it actually wasn't Jewish. No, it was just Egyptian. This was 1170 BCE. Wow. That is almost 3,200 years ago. The government of Ramesses III, the pharaoh, not Ramesses II, it was Ramesses III, failed to pay the government employees. They just walked off the top. They played their pens and tools off and walked away. Very quick second question. What is a black widow?
You mean the spider?
Spider it is. Why do they call it black widow?
Because it eats its mate after mating.
After mating. And yes. How do you identify black widows?
Say it again.
How can you? How do you identify them? Besides being black and round, what else?
Hourglass on its
hourglass in the bottom, and I've seen them. Okay. I've seen them. They're very, very distinct. Okay, just as a joke, a dear friend of mine was married to a black widow. Tell you the story as well. Of course, you don't know who it is, but it is a true story. Very quick question about the sun. You can put 1.2 million Earths inside the sun. What is the hot? I believe it's very huge. 1.2 million Earths can fit everybody inside the sun. What is the hottest part in the sun? Hottest. 15 million degrees centigrade.
The surface?
No. If that's the case, it will not be here. The center. The center of the sun is 15 million degrees centigrade. Of course, you have to change it to Fahrenheit. What about the temperature in the surface? How many? It is in thousands. How many thousand degrees? Can you take a guess? 5,000 or 6,000?
6,000.
Well, you're right. It's about 6,000. Okay. Funny enough.
One more question, Ethan.
That's the same question. It's about the sun, right? About the sun. All right. Much hotter than the surface of the sun, much cooler than the center of the sun, is the corona, 1 million degrees. What is the corona of the sun? It's a really good astronomy question. What is the corona of the sun?
Where is it? Is that the question?
Well, the corona is what goes out from the sun when it's in the sky. Rainbow around it, or however you'd like to put it.
It is a layer around the sun. It is a layer around the sun. It's a million degree hot, where the surface of the sun is 6 million degrees. Astronomy is beautiful. I taught astronomy for about 20 years at Cal and at National University. It's a beautiful field, and everybody should really look into it very carefully. Always a great show.
All right.
Always like to contribute to it. And please, everybody, contribute to KLAW, which is one of the best stations we have in the air. Beautiful programming, beautiful people, like Minds Over Matter and the rest of it. And let's go forward. Remember, labor strike first year, almost 3,200 years ago in Egypt, when the government, Ramesses III, failed to pay the employees. He just walked away.
All right.
And he called
Thank
him
you,
back very quickly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Feel free to give us a call, 415-841-4134. We're toll-free, 866-798-8255. All right, let me do a couple questions for you here. I want to take a call. All right, movie questions first. Betty Davis, Barbara Eden from I Dream of Jeannie, Elizabeth Taylor, Jane Mansfield, and Natalie Wood were all considered for what iconic 1960s movie role? Betty Davis, Barbara Eden, Elizabeth Taylor, Jane Mansfield, and Natalie Wood were all considered for what iconic 1960s movie role?
And none of them got it, right?
None of them got it, no.
Let's see who's not on that list. What about Mary Poppins?
You're absolutely right.
Is it really?
Yes. Can't,
awesome.
No, Betty Davis was not considered.
Yes,
they
were,
Mary
all
Poppins.
Those people were seriously considered. Yes, Mary Poppins.
Well, Betty Davis actually makes a little more sense. Mary Poppins wasn't supposed to be like all sweetness
well,
and
point.
Light.
Well, then how about Jane Mansfield?
I wanted to see Jane Mansfield in that role, but
wow.
Okay. All right, done. Very good.
Excellent.
All right, a painting by Cassius Marcellus Coolidge, painted in 1894, is one of the most reproduced in U.S. history. Oh, Kira's smiling.
I already know this, and you better have the right title for it, because It's not Dogs Playing Poker. It's A Bold Bluff.
Yes, and it is Dogs Playing Poker. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
That's not the official title, Bold Bluff?
Well, there are. It's a series, and the one that most people know actually is A Bold Bluff.
I think there are about 14 in the series or something like that. But the original painting, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, that you killed that. Mm. All right, this is a question about the most missed discontinued food items according to grocery retail associations, all right? So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna give you some categories, and I want you to tell me the most missed discontinued food item in U.S. grocery stores according to requests and from customers.
How many categories we have?
There are six.
Okay.
So again, the most missed discontinued food items, and these are all food items that we all remember very well and have been discontinued probably for 10 or 15 years at the most.
And none of them have made a comeback, correct?
No, none of them. Occasionally you can find some in a foreign country, but not in the United States.
Very stale, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. So number one, frozen food or refrigerated food, I should say. Number two, McDonald's, as in McDonald's, the hamburger place. Number three, ice cream.
And this is a flavor of ice cream or a brand?
It is a flavor of ice cream. Well, it's a brand and a flavor, but it's a flavor. Number four, candy bars, and there are two on this list. Number five, gum, as in chewing gum. And number six, just regular dry cereal. So again, this is a list of the most missed discontinued food items, according to the Grocery Retail Associates. Number one, frozen food or refrigerated food. Number two, McDonald's, as in the restaurant. Number three, ice cream. Number four, candy bar. Number five, gum. And number six, cereal. Now, I'll give you each one guess.
Go ahead, Kara.
I know what the cereal should be because I miss it all the time, but I know it's not the right answer. But it should be Betty Crocker's Dutch Apple cereal, which was amazing and only made for like a year and a half. What about McDonald's? Well, it could also be seasonal things like McRib or Shamrock Shake.
Well, that's a good question. And I don't think any of these are seasonal.
Okay.
So. Because the McRib, they bring back every time, you know.
Yeah.
They just do it as a brew. Yeah.
Yeah, none of these have ever been brought back in a seasonal way.
Okay, well, assuming that the answer for McDonald's is not French fries with beef tallow. How about the McDLT?
No, okay. It's not.
All right. A candy bar that I miss that might still be made is the Charleston Chew. That one of them?
Oh, that's still around.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have to tell me where to get it.
You're not going to the right places, apparently.
Well, I know you hang out at candy stores. Okay. I'll take a guess at the gum if I can have another guess.
Yeah, I won't get
that. Another one that I used to chew as a kid that I don't see, I don't look for it, but I don't see is Blackjack gum.
Oh, that's still around too.
Oh, man.
You go to a place like Cost Plus really? In their food item. They have stuff like that. Yeah.
And there's a great candy store in Alameda, right? Maybe they have it too. All right.
Well, I feel pretty certain that the gum is not Fruit Stripes gum because nobody misses that.
No,
it is gum. Fruit Stripes gum.
You're kidding.
No, that's the one that's most asked about. Fruit Stripes.
The gum is very delicious for literally 2 seconds and then it's done.
Well, I guess people only chewed for 2 seconds and then they spit it out.
Yeah.
But yes, Fruit Stripe gum, very good.
So, nice work.
Yeah. And again, the list of the most missed discontinued food items, according to Grocery Retail Associates, where the categories are frozen food, McDonald's, this is McDonald's, the restaurant, ice cream, candy bar, and cereal. This is just regular old shelf dry cereal. So, all right, leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
I have an answer for the Tootsie Roll Pop. Three.
Three licks? Way too few. You must be biting that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's according to the owl, not the fake tongue.
That's right. And then the discontinued ice cream. I look for it and for years, and it's not there. It's a Ben & Jerry's Primary Berry.
Oh, that's interesting. No, it's not. It's not that.
Thank you so much for the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
Good call.
And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Dan. It's Steve in Vallejo.
Hi, Steve. We missed you last week. I thought we were going to call with a Halloween question.
Yeah, sorry.
Still tired.
Okay. We're not trying to make you feel guilty. It's just...
Way to blow it, Steve.
Yeah.
I know. Well,
yeah. You're still calling? How dare you?
You know. Well, next year, right?
All right.
So I have some guesses. Dr. Jack Griffin is the Invisible Man.
He sure is. Really good work.
Good job.
Played by Claude Rains on TV the other night.
Yep. According to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Claude Rains was the Invisible Man. So,
solid knowledge of opening lyrics.
Yeah.
Yes. Oneiromancy is a dream interpretation.
That is correct.
And I assume hydromancy is water.
Yes, hydromancy is indeed water.
And let's see. Oh, I guess McDonald's, it must be the fried apple pies.
You're absolutely right. The fried apple pie. Huh.
Never heard of it.
How many years has it been since they had that? I didn't write that down, so. But it's very missed.
I'm trying to remember how long it's been since I had blisters on my tongue. So
they deep fried a piece of apple pie. Was that it?
In the
beef tallow, probably.
It's like a little hot pocket apple pie.
Huh. Interesting. Yes, that's it. That's it. McDonald's fried apple pie.
Good work.
I hear they still do the fried apple pies somewhere like the Philippines or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's always some country you can't get to easily. So,
not quite as litigious as the United States.
So. Yes. They don't care that much if you get injured.
Yeah, your burned tongue is worth it.
All right, good.
So a couple of weeks ago, I asked about orphaned presidents. So today I have how many presidents had both of their parents live to see them take office?
It's a hard question.
That's an interesting question.
Or I can give you the number and you can just guess who they were.
Or you can give me the number just so I can get a
general. Is it that low a number?
Yeah, I bet it is.
There are three.
Uh-huh. W was one.
Yeah, good.
That's correct.
Well, I mean, wasn't Barack Obama one?
That's why I couldn't remember.
No.
His dad was still alive.
No. Yeah, it's dead.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Okay. I don't think so. He's not. Okay. He's not on my list.
Dana, how about FDR? Were both his parents dead?
No, his father died when he was quite young.
Okay.
His mother was still alive.
Lots of them had one parent.
Oh, Kennedy.
No. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Kennedy was still alive, and Rose definitely was.
Oh, really good.
Yep. Yeah.
So, are they any in the 19th century? They're all in the 20th.
Well, W was the 21st century,
right?
JFK is the 20th century, and the third one was the 19th century.
19th century. Can you tell us if it's before or after the Civil War?
What should be during?
After.
Oh, okay.
After. I know it's not during.
So who is a young?
The youngest. Well, it's
what about Tyler?
That's before Civil War.
Oh, is it? Okay, sorry.
So after the Civil War, how about Grant? Grant was fairly young.
That's correct.
Okay.
His father was 74 years old when he took office, and his mother was 70 years old when he took office.
All right. Okay. Good. Rob,
good question.
Yeah. I have one other real quick question, if that's okay.
All right. Go ahead.
What's the connection between Bounty paper towels and the Village People?
Nancy Walker.
Correct.
Nancy Walker was the
Was she in Can't Stop the Music?
She directed that.
Oh.
She directed that. And then she was the what was her character name in
Rosie.
Rosie, okay.
There. Wait, so I'm lost. What's the, explain for those
Nancy
of us who
Walker
don't know.
Was the spokes character for Bounty Paper Towels.
Okay.
And then she was also a Broadway actress and a movie actress. And
yeah.
She directed a movie called Can't Stop the Music with the Village People.
And Steve Guttenberg in his first starring role.
Yes.
That was her single directing credit. So
that's
quite a legacy.
It is.
All right.
Quite a
Thanks
career.
Very much, Steve. Appreciate it.
Nice work.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Akira, I think it's your turn.
Only 8 actors have gone 2 for 2 at the Oscars, meaning that they have received exactly 2 acting nominations over their careers and won both of them. Who are they?
Oh.
So these are people with 2 acting nominations, 2 and only 2, and they won both times.
And it could be best actor or supporting.
Or actress or supporting actress.
And does this take in, this is women and men, correct?
It is.
Okay. And is
women and men, supporting and lead, runs from the 1930s all the way up through the 21st century.
All right. Let's see about that.
Quite a spread.
Yeah. So they won. Every time they were nominated, they won.
Yes. And every time they were nominated exactly 2 times.
So
and
Dana,
they won both times.
Yeah.
How about Barry Fitzgerald? That one?
Well, he only won once.
Okay. Well, then it's not. I thought he won twice.
I mean, it's not Spencer Tracy. It's not Frederick March. It's not.
It's not going to be any of the people who are multi-nominated, right? Just think 2 nominations and 2 wins back in the 30s.
How about Anthony Quinn?
Nope. Although Laurie is correct that the person in the 30s got both of their wins in the 30s, nominations and wins in the 30s. So if that is at all helpful.
Did Bing Crosby win twice, Dana?
Once.
Just once, okay.
And he was nominated 3 times, I think.
Yes.
interesting question. I had to think about that. I can't think right offhand.
It's got to be, somebody who hasn't been nominated a lot, even recently. I'm trying to think of people like Matthew McConaughey or people.
There are 2 people on this list are 21st century, so fairly recent.
About Emma,
three people on this list.
How about Emma Stone?
Not Emma Stone.
Good guess. But I think she has more than two nominations.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh. All right.
Audience?
Diane Wiest?
That is an excellent guess, but she was nominated three times. She did win two, but she was nominated thrice.
It's that kind of...
Interestingly, Diane Wiest was an answer last week. One of the other answers last week is on this list.
Well, you expect us to remember, don't you?
Which is to say they were nominated twice for movies directed by the same person.
Nominated twice for movies directed by the same...
But that's just one person of the eight.
Right. But they had to have won each time.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so many people that have won twice.
Yeah.
Okay. You've
just been nominated twice. Yeah, you did good research on this one, it looks like. Yeah.
All right. Leave that out there. I'll just give the question once more.
Sure. Only eight actors have gone 2 for 2 at the Oscars, meaning that they have received exactly 2 acting nominations over their careers and won both of them. Who are they?
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everybody. How about Joe Pesci, maybe, for the actors?
No, not Joe Pesci.
No? Okay. Or Kate Blanchett?
She's been nominated twice.
She had a lot.
Yeah, I figured. But twice is, I don't count very high. Let's see. The categories for, the missed food items for candy bars. I can't imagine this is one, but I miss it. The marathon bar?
Not that.
Okay. For cereal, is it blueberry?
Not blueberry.
No. For ice cream, is it the Tofutti Cuties that they used to have at Trader Joe's that I miss so much? Bummer.
I think you can actually still get blueberry. If that really does disappoint you, I think at least around Halloween, you can find blueberry in certain markets.
Where all that candy... The candy stores that Dana knows probably has blueberry cereal.
Yeah. Dana's got the secret hookups for discontinued foods. The Tootsie Pop, how many licks? How about 68?
No, not 68.
Okay.
I appreciate your restraint.
Thank you. And then...
First guy said three, and right, we're getting up there. Blicking only, all right.
All right, then I got a couple of questions. Okay, so there's movies like from Shakespeare, lines like The Fault in Our Stars or The Fast and the Furious. And that last one's a joke. Can you tell me some movies? How many movies can you name that are taken from lines from Casablanca?
Play It Again, Sam. Woody Allen, right?
Yeah,
which technically is
not
a line
from Casablanca. Yeah.
Right.
So how many movies got their titles from a line in Casablanca?
I think there's a movie that came out not too long ago called We'll Always Have Paris.
Possibly, but I'm not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Is there a movie called Here's Looking at You?
Could be.
Not that I know of.
Well, that is all the lines I know from Casablanca.
Yeah.
The Beginning of a Beautiful Friendship?
It's a big, famous one from the 90s. Kind of an ensemble cast.
Oh, The Usual Suspects.
Right.
There you go,
good.
The Usual Suspects. Very good. And then...
interesting, because that leads to an answer in my most recent question.
In the two-for-two thing.
In the two-for-two.
So it would be Kevin Spacey?
Yes, who also won for American Beauty. Yes.
Just two-for-two.
Ah.
Good.
Very good. And then second question is what with similar Oscar nominations, what are the 2 Oscar nominations for acting from Mel Brooks movies?
Oh, let's see.
The Elephant Man, right, would have gotten Did that not get any?
No, well, technically, he didn't direct that.
You said directed, didn't you? I'm sorry. Yeah, he just produced.
It's young Frankenstein. It's going to be
Peter Boyle, right?
No.
Didn't Madeline Kahn get nominated for Blazing Saddles?
She did, yes.
Yeah.
Lily Van Stoop, yes.
Right.
She's tired.
Did she also get nominated for Young Frankenstein, or did Terry Garr?
No.
Okay.
No.
But there is one from Young Frankenstein, yes?
There is not.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So it could be the producers? I'm trying to...
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, that could be. Did Zero Mostel get nominated?
No, but you're
Gene
in the
Wilder.
Right area.
Gene Wilder did?
Gene Wilder got nominated for supporting actor.
Okay.
As well as writing. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Great. This is the 50th anniversary. Sorry.
Yes, the 50th anniversary of
Young Frankenstein.
Very good. And we're a little past halfway, so let's quickly repeat any questions that have not been answered. Kira, start with you.
So I've given you some methods of telling fortunes, and I want you to tell me the medium used in each divination. The ones we have left are capnomancy and molybdomancy, molybdomancy. Also, only 8 actors have gone 2 for 2 at the Oscars, meaning that they have received exactly 2 acting nominations over their careers and won both of them. Who are they? We have Kevin Spacey already looking for the other 7.
How about Jason Robards?
No, that's a good guess, but no.
All right. Go ahead, Laurie. And the questions you have.
Yeah, the Tootsie Roll Pop, according to the licking machine that licked it to see how many we have had guesses of 3 and 68. My hint is they're both too low. How many licks does it take to reach the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? And I believe that's all I have out there.
Now, real quick, just so that we can do a high-low for the listening audience, how about 200?
Too low.
Still too low.
Too low.
Yep. All right.
Restrain your licking.
And I have a list of the most missed discontinued food items in American grocery store or fast food restaurant, because it's according to the grocer and retail associations. The ones we still have are frozen food. So I'm looking for a single item in most cases. Frozen food, ice cream, candy bar. There are 2 for candy bar, and cereal. Just a regular dry cereal. So what are the most missed items in grocery stores that people often ask about that have been discontinued? So that out. And Lori, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we mentioned in passing, but also in the news, is about SNAP benefits. So this question has 2 parts. Part 1 is approximately how many people in the county of San Francisco get the SNAP benefit? How many people are on that? And then statewide, what are the top 7 states that unfortunately have the most people getting SNAP benefits? They're 16% or more. There are 7 states that have 16% or more of the state residents getting SNAP. So I'm looking for those states, and in San Francisco, approximately how many people get SNAP benefits?
All right. Kira, do you want to start?
For the top 7 states, how about Alabama and Mississippi?
Neither one. Alabama's just off the list, and Mississippi's not on it.
Okay.
How about New Mexico?
That's number 1.
I've read that.
Yeah, 21% of the residents there. Okay, so that's number 1. Keep going.
How about Oregon?
That's number 3. 18% of the residents in Oregon. Very good.
Okay. I'll stop there.
And anyone, I guess, on the in San Francisco?
That's hard to say. So how many people we have? That was 700,000 something in San Francisco.
Yes, that's about the right number.
And so you're looking for, I'm sorry, population percentage?
Population, how many?
I'll say 100,000. How about between 80 and 100,000?
Okay, that's 112,000. I was surprised it was that high.
All right.
Very good. All right. So we're looking for 5 more states that have 16% or more of the residents who are on SNAP, which is in case people don't know, is food stamps. And we'll leave it out there.
All right.
Carrie, do you have one more guess?
Sure. For the states, how about North Dakota?
Not North Dakota. Not in the top 10.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. You there? No caller.
Oh, yes. Hi. Is that me?
Hope you have to turn down your radio, please.
Yeah, I will. Hang on.
All right, turn it off and then, yeah. Go ahead. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So, hi, what's your question?
Or answer? My answers. I have some answers for the candy and gum.
Okay,
well, for the gum, I was thinking of Juicy Fruit or Blackjack.
Well, if I recall, Kira got the answer to the gum, and the answer to the gum was Fruit Stripe gum. So that was that. And but your other one was what again?
Are we still talking about gum or candy?
A candy, yes. What was your guess for candy?
Oh, my guess for candy was this. I think it's pronounced squirrely. It was caramel and marshmallow, and it was in squirrels.
Oh, that sounds good, actually. But no, it's not that.
Okay. And what were the other other things?
So ice cream, dry cereal, refrigerated food.
Right.
Nope, I guess not. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Sure.
And all right, let me do a quick question here since I have one out there. What is the what's the largest country in the world without a functional airport?
A functioning
airport, yes.
In land size or population?
This will be land size.
And is this recent? Is this current events?
It has nothing to do with war.
I was thinking was weather. Okay.
Yeah. So, what is the largest country in the world without a airport, something where a plane can fly in and land. Yes.
Hmm. And is it a political reason or a geographic?
No, it's not. It's just more of a geographic thing.
How about, I don't know. How about, I'll start with Nepal.
Not Nepal.
Bigger than Nepal? Or Nepal has an airport?
Nepal has an airport. Yes.
Pitcairn Island.
Oh, that's an interesting guess. No, not Pitcairn Island. So what is the largest country in the world without a functioning airport? So.
Don't know.
All right, leave that up. And let's go to a call.
What about Vanuatu?
Not Vanuatu.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll take a call. Okay. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. I'm following up on some leftover Halloween question or Halloween related. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. There was a 1980 made-for-TV comedy version of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Who did this star? He's a very well-known actor.
What year? 1980?
Yes, 1980, made for TV, and it was a comedy version of The Legend.
And was this person kind of a tall, lanky person? You know, kind of a...
Yes.
Ichabod Crane type? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
1980. And I think, made his big reputation in a horror flick.
Ooh. What about Jeff Goldblum?
Exactly who it is.
Oh, very good.
Who it is.
That's very good. And he is lanky.
In 1999, there was a Sleepy Hollow movie. Who did it star?
Oh, that was Johnny Depp. And Gary Oldman was the Headless Horseman. And also starred Christina Ricci, who should not be discounted film.
Very good. That's all of them. I have a couple of guesses. I have a couple of guesses. On the Academy Award, the two-time nominees, two-time winners, Sally Field?
No, she was nominated, I think, three times.
Ah, okay. And the states with the most recipients of SNAP benefits, are Hawaii or California?
Neither one is in the top 10.
Okay. All right. Well, really enjoy your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. We have some emails here. Carlton, in a interesting take on the immediate news, says the largest country without a functioning airport is the United States. he also guessed that SNAP in SF was around 100,000, which is true.
Mm-hmm. 112,000 is correct.
Sarah is wondering if the missed food is the butter brickle ice cream.
Ooh.
But no, it's not that. And she guessed for the Oscar winner, Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody is correct. He was nominated for and won for The Pianist and The Brutalist.
All right. Say Mark and Tina also guessed Adrian Brody.
Mark and Tina are also correct.
And let's see here. Carlton also guessed Post Toasties. It's not.
They're still around, I think.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. All right. And... all right, Laurie, if you have a quick question, you can throw it in.
I do. It's food related, sort of food related. Howard Johnson's, the chain, is 100 years old this year, and they're celebrating. And they have put out a product to sell, kind of promoting their 100th anniversary, that promotes something that they used to sell in their restaurant.
But you mean the one restaurant they have left? They put out a brochure?
They put out a product. More than a brochure that is honoring one of their really popular products that they used to have in their restaurant. It's not a food product, but it's based on a food product. It's wild.
So, but seriously, don't they have one restaurant left or something like that?
I think they have one restaurant left, but they still are either functioning in Europe because they made I saw a big publicity roll out. Their PR team was on this enough so that I saw it.
Somebody was wearing a sandwich board and walking outside?
Probably.
So one of their traditional, return of one of their traditional food items, is that what is sort of that?
They have taken a traditional food item from their place, but turned it into a non-food item.
A non-food item?
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of flavored with this food item, this new item.
Well, I guess if you left it out long enough, it wouldn't turn into a food item.
So if you start with the things they're famous for, we can start there.
So if it's a non-food item, is it made to look like the item, but it's made out of different materials?
I imagine so. I didn't see it. It's definitely made to smell, when you use this item, to smell like the food item. I think that's what they're trying to capture.
Oh, it's something perfume, like a hamburger perfume. Yeah,
Or an air freshener or something like that with a, the same thing, I guess.
You're getting close.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know Howard Johnson's cuisine?
This was a little before my time.
Dana, do you remember what they were famous for?
No, I've never been to a Howard Johnson's. Is it maybe something I would like to see, like a plug-in air freshener in your car that smells like candy corn or something like that?
I think somebody in the audience will probably know.
And by the way, they still make they exist as a frozen food. So I occasionally see Howard Johnson's frozen food. This would be one of the items they froze. And yes, it's not far off from thinking about a deodorizer flavored with this thing food, but we don't have either one. It's not a perfume and it's not a deodorizer.
Oh, candle then.
It could be a candle, but it isn't.
Okay.
Howard Johnson's is kind of the British Empire of restaurants. They're down to one now.
They're all on the freeway
territory.
As a kid, my parents used to stop at the freeway. They'd be on the overhang above the freeway. That's where in the Midwest. So,
all right.
Chicago people.
Okay, leave that out, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, very quick correction. My dear friend was married to a human black widow, which you do exist. Thank you very much. Always a great show. Have a good day. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for that, Chris.
Yeah.
And next
one. We needed that clarification. Thanks, Ed.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Oh, this is Mike in Walnut Creek here.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing? I was curious about for the land size. How do people get in and out of Greenland? Does it have a functional airport? I know it's not a fully independent country, but that was a thought.
It does have a functioning airport.
I have actually flown into Nuuk and Ilulissat, so functional.
Oh, very good. Okay. And then going back, I had a feeling about Adrian Brody, but going back further, so some British grand dame of cinema. How about Maggie Smith or Glinda Jackson? Either of them two for two?
Neither, I'm afraid.
Okay. All righty. And I'll throw out one more thing here for the SNAP benefits. West Virginia or Arkansas, perhaps?
West Virginia is on the list. It's number 7. It's
okay. Not shocked. Sure. Okay.
But not Arkansas.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you, then.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure. Take care. Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. You know, I hear they got a Howard Johnson's in Algiers. Possibly. What movie is that from?
Oh, don't know.
Come on. Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah.
Remember he wanted to fly to Algiers? He said, I think they got a Howard Johnson's there. You know, you don't remember that? It was a great way of describing that he didn't have a clue of what he was going to do next. Al Pacino. I think they got a Howard Johnson in Algiers. Anyway, here. Are you ready? This is all about when did they die, okay? I'm going to give you a little melody cue. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
So Rod Serling? Person?
Yes. When did he die?
He died a long time ago. He died in the 80s, I think.
No, it's 1975.
Ooh, that early.
Okay. And now I'm going to say, and now who are the people who starred most often in Twilight Zones? I'm going to give you another musical theme. Okay. It goes like this. It goes, God, I forgot. Oh, yeah. Who?
Adam West?
No.
Okay.
Well, I know Burt
Ward. Huh?
Burt Ward. No, not Burt Ward. I know Jack.
He was also in.
Oh, Burgess Meredith. That's why.
Yes. Wow. I was doing the Penguin. I was giving you your Batman. I was giving you Penguin. Burgess Meredith is one of the top two. And yeah, I think you mentioned the other guy. I was going to give you the theme to the Odd Couple.
Think Jack Klugman was in a few. And Art Carney was in a few.
But the top two are Burgess Meredith and Jack Klugman.
Right.
And that was going to lead me up. And okay, check out this theme. Ready? That's the theme, too.
Sting. That's the Maple Leaf.
Right? Oh, Robert Redford was in it.
Who just died this year.
Yeah.
50 years after Rod Serling died. And he was in an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Yes, he was. It was quite a famous one, too.
And that's why I focused on the morbid, because this is the day after Halloween. And I tried to stick to the theme of the Twilight Zone. Yeah, it was a shame. He was only 50 years old. I mean, I'm talking about Rod Serling.
Right.
He smoked like a fiend, 2-3 packs a day. It's insane. You know, even at the opening, you know, where they would pan to the left and there he was standing out of camera and he would give this little intro and sometimes be holding a cigarette. But, you know, I mean, anyway, fate caught up with him.
All right.
Oh, take care.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please. Nope. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Are you still there?
Yes, we're still here.
Hello, this is John. My question about the airport is Andorra.
You're absolutely right. It's
a tiny country between France and Spain.
Yes.
At the top of the Pyrenees.
Right.
And
it's too mountainous.
The economy is entirely smuggling. I think you have to take a bus to Andorra.
Yeah.
And Andorra is completely run by a single family. It's never been invaded in 10,000 years.
Very good answer. Thank you very much.
And so, but I have another question. But anyway, go ahead. But that was at Andorra. It's an amazing country, and it sells stamps. And then the other thing I wanted to say is that if you take a bell, like the bellhop's bell at a hotel,
right,
you bang the top of it and it goes ding. If you put a piece of tape around it, it goes ding. So you should get one, Dana. When somebody gets it right, bang, hit a bell. But it just goes clink, not like a typical ding.
I will work on that.
When somebody says correct, think. And, you know, the old saying, David Letterman did it. This is an exhibition, not a competition, no gambling.
Right.
No wagering on Minds Over Matter. Okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. And all right, next call. One more. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, hi. This is Greg in Alameda.
Hey, Greg in Alameda.
For the 2 for 2 Oscar winners, I think one is Hilary Swank.
Greg from Alameda, you are correct. Boys Don't Cry and Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, she's a very specific type of actress. So she had the two perfect roles. Okay, good show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Greg from Alameda. And all right, let's clean up here. And what do
all
you
right. have? Capnomancy is telling fortunes via smoke, and molybdomancy is using molten metal to tell fortunes. Right. The 2 for 2 acting Oscars, the ones we didn't get, were Vivian Leigh, Louise Rainer, Helen Hayes, Mahershala Ali, and Christoph Waltz.
Huh. Okay.
What did Mahershala Ali win for?
Moonlight and Green Book.
Right.
That's right. That's right. All right, the states that have the highest percentage of SNAP that we did not get, Louisiana is 18%, Oklahoma, Nevada, and this surprised me, Massachusetts. And the Howard Johnson's question, which baffled everybody, they have created fried clam soap. So if you want to soap up and wash your body and smell like fried clams, I'll leave that up to you. And
this is why there's only one Howard Johnson.
I think so. That's what I have.
And the most missed discontinued food items, frozen food are Jell-O pudding pops, ice cream, wavy gravy. And I wasn't even sure they had discontinued that, but they have discontinued it. And it's a few years ago, Ben and Jerry's. And candy bar are O. Henry and Wonka bar.
O. Henry? No kidding.
And the cereal are Alphabets, which I used to eat when I was a kid. Yes, yeah, Alphabets.
I remember.
Yes. So anyway, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our panels today. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor. Lori Fisher teaches at Davo Valley College. Thanks to Damian D. Minor for handling the board and phones. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Have a great week, everybody, and we hope you will join us next Saturday morning at 10. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.